Well, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. International Food Policy Research Institute would like to applaud UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's leadership with ICN2 and the Zero Hunger Challenge. In calling for a global partnership for multiple stakeholders to eliminate hunger and malnutrition, we at IPRI congratulate FAO and WHO and the partners on successfully organizing ICN2. The two main outcome documents of ICN2, the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action, which are recommended for endorsement by the UN Secretary General Assembly, and the temperatures in this room for the last 2 days, your commitment, your dedication from the countries, signal strong commitments on nutrition and propose how to move forward to action. Eliminating hunger and malnutrition is key to ending extreme poverty. If we aim to end extreme poverty by 2030, we must end hunger and undernutrition first. By adapting successful strategies, employment by countries such as Brazil, China, Thailand, Vietnam, and more countries like the cases we have heard from Africa, we can end hunger and undernutrition. We can do so by 2025. For example, China and Vietnam, both agriculture-based societies, where smallholders predominate, successfully adopted agriculture net strategies. Vietnam reduced hunger from 45% in 1990-1992 to 13% in 2012-2014. China reduced child stunting from 32% in 1990 to 8% in 2010. Brazil employed social protection net strategies and targeted nutrition interventions to eliminate hunger and reduce child stunting from 19% in 1989 to 7% in 2007. Thailand adopted agriculture net and social protection net strategies as well as targeted nutrition interventions to rapidly reduce hunger and malnutrition. You see, they combine all these strategies together. So as a result, country reduced hunger from 36% in 1990 to about 7% in 2012-2014. It reduced child stunting from 25% in 1987 to 6% in 2008-2009. To accelerate the pace of ending hunger and undernutrition, it is very important to learn from these countries to capitalize on increased public and political attention to food and nutrition security and prioritize women's empowerment within all strategies. So, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, accelerating improvement in nutrition will require leveraging multi-sector approaches, including implementing nutrition-specific interventions such as fortification, breastfeeding, and complementary feeding, dietary diversification, and nutrition-sensitive programs such as quality sanitation, health care, women and girls' empowerment. And leveraging agriculture for better nutrition outcomes is so critical, particularly promoting biofortified stable food crops, as well as nutrition-rich crops such as fruits, vegetables, beans, and so many minor crops, as previous speakers mentioned. A country-led approach is key to eliminating hunger and undernutrition. So we have heard good stories from various countries. Effective, efficient, and sustainable policies that are well adapted to local contexts can help countries to maximize the local impact of the global agenda and tap into external development assistance, which increasingly require country-led plans. IPRI is committed to supporting the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and a Framework for Action. We look forward to contributing to this initiative by providing a knowledge and innovation platform to experiment, learn, and share evidence and policy options. I call this platform Compact 2025. So Compact 2025 is an inclusive, multi-stakeholder partnership committed to ending hunger and undernutrition globally. It will provide research-based evidence on developing, implementing, and scaling up successful policies and strategies. Fill knowledge gaps in designing country-led food security and nutrition strategies. Identify programmatic action-oriented strategies to address challenges on the ground while learning from stakeholders at all levels and from all sectors. And work with countries to develop context-specific practical roadmaps to accelerate the elimination of hunger and undernutrition. So Compact 2025 complements and leverages established networks already working to eliminate hunger and undernutrition, such as Sun mentioned by many. And it works with those who are already dedicated to achieving this goal by 2025, for example, G8 African Union. Ladies and gentlemen, Your Excellencies, so let's all work together to end hunger in 2025 before we end extreme poverty by 2030. Thank you very much.